Which season are we in right now?
Me?
Yes.
March.
What's that? We are in March, and it is almost spring. And then it was spring and then winter again, because it's eye falls. What about church? What church season is it?
What do we think? Jackson.
Lent. We are in Lent. But only the last few days before we go into almost the best Mass of the whole year that's coming. On this weekend, what day is that?
Easter.
What? Is the name Grace? Is that what we're doing?
Easter.
Easter. And why do we have Easter after Lent? Who saves his life?
Harley.
Jesus. Because at the very end of Lent, we're kind of hearing the reading today about how Judas is not following Jesus, and so he left in the dark. And so he left. And when Jesus was arrested, he went on the cross, and he rose again for Easter after Lent. That's a big party. Lent is only 40 days. So we're almost after the 40 days. Easter is 50 days, because it's better than Lent. Now, yesterday, I want to show what we took. I think we had 15 or 16 people, some here at Mass. Some of our students, some of our faith formation, and our teacher, and we went to a Mass yesterday in Duluth with Bishop Paul Serba. Now, I want you all to be able to have a class at some point, either today or the next couple days, to listen to the students that were here to look at this Mass together, because it was really cool. For priests, the bishop, the whole people in the whole diocese. I think almost we were the best church there with the most people in International Falls. And the most, probably the students of our school, which was really, really powerful. Now I want you to share, first, what was the name of the Mass? You guys that went, what was it called? Yep, Olivia? Chrism Mass. The Mass is Chrism Mass, that the blessing of the oils are done for our bishop to come back to our church. And I want to show you the three different oils. Now this is really interesting because this is the only oil we really need. It's just about like that. That's the blessed oil we have at St. Thomas Aquinas. This is all we need. I get it through my little travel kit, and we have some in the little cruet that you'll see when you walk out. We will pour it into the vessel. The first one is the anointing of the sick. It's a big one for me that I will use that, as well as Deacon Fran, when somebody's in a hospital or they're injured or they have a surgery, or I had one when I had my surgery. My injury, my head. So we bless from Jesus Christ, we bless with oil to the sick. That's all it is right there. Just use a little bit. The second one. Now, where's little Freya? Is Freya here? Oh, Freya is here. She will have the next baptism, I believe, for our church. And we use two different oils for those that are baptized. Those that are confirmed, who's getting confirmed here? Where is? Who's getting confirmed this weekend? Your mother, Ashley Briggs, is getting confirmed this weekend. And those two, whenever somebody's confirmed, will use a couple of these oils. The one is called the catechumen. If somebody's baptized for little Freya, should be blessed with this oil. Right there, just a tiny little bit. All those that were baptized, sometimes that are confirmed, that's this one, catechumen. And the last. See, you guys don't even see much, do you? There's hardly anything in here. But this is called chrism, and that's why it was the name of the Mass yesterday. Chrism. It smells beautiful. It's like perfume. And this is used by the most oil we have is right here. So if you're ordained, if you're baptized, confirmed, like little Freya, she's the one that'll have the little oil on her forehead. And it just smells beautiful because it's God's gift from the oil of Jesus Christ. So we have a great time. You'll see more of this in the next couple days. We'll pour them in. We will use them from now on, the first time on Saturday, and then in the future with our junior students. Though they be blessed with Bishop Paul Serra that's coming up here. So let's keep walking the last couple days of Lent as we get into Easter. Please stand.